With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Howdy, what's happening? How are you today? Tiki and Tierney coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Tiki and Tierney here on a Monday across the country. CBS Sports Radio. Of course, CBS Sports Network on the Simulcast, Sirius XM 206 on Twitter, at Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney. Perhaps, man, we have to sort through what truly, no hyperbole, might equate to the most physically destructive start to any NFL season ever. What up, Tiki?
That's saying a lot. Today? But given the changing of the guard that almost by necessity is going to happen right now, I think you're right, BT.
Crazy stuff.
We know injuries always play an enormous part in success and failure of a team. For instance, you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, who lost that game last night to the Atlanta Falcons. And, yeah, Carson Wentz played bad, but Dallas Goedert was gone before the game even started. Mm-hmm. They play a lot of two tight end sets. He's no longer on the field. They don't have another tight end. So they're stuck with one tight end for the rest of the game. Alshon Jeffrey goes down before he even gets a target. Thanks, Alshon. You crushed my fantasy team. I lost by 10 points.
My team's
no
sucks.
Points. DeSean Jackson then goes down with a groin injury. It's like, oh, injuries.
They're lucky Carson Wentz got back up.
That's right,
because
he
was in the protocol for concussion.
He was
in the tent twice.
And he came back and almost led them to a victory. But injuries are defining week two of the NFL season, BT, mainly because of two iconic players that are headed towards the Hall of Fame. Drew Brees, who goes down with a thumb injury. He'll likely be back before the season's over. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks, they say, even though the Saints have not actually confirmed all that. Teddy Bridgewater, that's the reason they kept him around. It's a good thing they did. He didn't play great, but at least he's there. But the big one, though, is Ben Roethlisberger, who goes down with this elbow injury that apparently was bothering him for a little bit now. He had been an issue in practice, and it went on him. I don't know what it was. They haven't told us yet. Sounds like
UCL. Collateral snappage? Is it Tommy John? Who knows? We'll find out.
Now the question is, at 37 years old, Big Ben, is this the end? 2 years ago, he was talking about retiring. At least that was the report. Is this the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era in Pittsburgh?
I hope not.
And it might be. I hope not either, but it might be. 38, I mean, coming off of a Tommy John, you had this surgery.
I did.
You can kind of speak to this.
Sure.
Obviously, you don't got to go play in the NFL and get drilled. But at 38 years old, having this surgery, it just makes you throw up a lot of question marks at this Pittsburgh Steelers squad.
I think it's more about his mindset, where he is. You know, it's not so much, granted, the rehab is arduous, it's repetitive, it's boring. It's going to test your soul. It's going to test how much you want to try to get back and play whatever sport you're trying to get back and play. I'm not so worried so much about the fact that he's approaching 40. And, again, if it is a ligament transplant, that's a big leap of faith. It might not necessarily be that. But if it is, I think it's more about the first part. You know, is his mind and his soul and his physical spirit still alive enough to pursue a grueling rehab? And if it's not, he might retire.
Yeah, especially without the weapons that he once had, where it was easy almost. Chuck the ball down the field to Antonio Brown. He'll come up with the catch, and I'm going to throw for 350 yards in these 60 attempts that we throw every single game. Otherwise, turn around, hand it off to Le'Veon Bell. He's going to get me 120. I'll chuck him a couple passes. He's going to get me another 50 or 60. Mm-hmm. That's not there anymore. James Conner goes down with an injury for the Steelers. It's dire straits. I mean, I wish I could redo my preseason picks.
You and me both.
Right? Because we both had the Steelers getting to the Super Bowl. That's not happening with Mason. Maybe it will with Mason Rudolph.
He's going to be the next Tom Brady.
He actually played great. He played well. What was he, 12 and 19 or something like that? And didn't look horrible. Almost led them back to a victory, at least a tie. in Ben Roethlisberger's stead. But still, man, it just feels like this was on the verge of happening for a couple of years, whether it was because Ben was talking about retiring or we were worried about the contracts of Drew Brees and whether the Saints could sustain it. I mean, he's 40 years old. How much longer can he do this? There's a changing of the guard that necessarily happens in sport. You just get old. Guys get old. They age out of it. Either they don't want to do it or they get hurt and it hurts then and they can't do it anymore. They don't want to prepare to do it anymore. We saw it at a relatively young age for quarterbacks with Andrew Luck. He just didn't want to do it anymore. And so the guard is changing right now. The good thing for the National Football League is that they're in great shape because there's some studs. Pat Mahomes, who won the MVP last year, and we'll get to this and we'll talk to it about it a little bit later. Some of the throws that he made were so unique because they were all different. Every one of those second quarter touchdowns, they were all different throws, and he executed them perfectly. Right, it's hard to master one of them.
Special.
He threw four of them perfectly, mm-hmm. BT. So you got him. You got Lamar Jackson, who was masterful again. Dak Prescott is coming to his own. He hoofed it for 60-something yards and obviously
a stiff arm.
And a stiff arm.
A little mush job.
And was amazing as a complete quarterback, not just in the pocket quarterback. He was great, obviously, in the pocket as well. But there's young quarterbacks that will fill this void. But for the Saints and specifically for the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's got to be a dark Monday morning.
That's a good way to position it. I really think it's a season-altering Sunday around the NFL, and it's very rare you can say that. I mean, yeah, you could go back to certain pockets in history, like when, you know, Steve Young eventually took over for Joe Montana, and then Joe eventually was dealt to Kansas City, or Dan Marino's Achilles ruptured. There's been certain circumstances, of course, that have really made us like, wow, this is a really tough day for the NFL. But I'm going to restate what I said at the start of the show, that I believe this is the most physically destructive and devastating start to any NFL season. And you mentioned you got to incorporate Andrew Luck. I mean, think about right before the start of the season, the former number one overall pick, by the way, still in his prime, still in his absolute physical prime, willingly retires. You talk about big men, first ballot, future Hall of Famer, out for the season, could be done for good. You talk about Drew Brees, whether it's 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, changes the entire complexion of their season. By the way, Drew Brees, his first play was a pick, and his second series was a 3-0.
That's right.
He does not play well on the road. He has not played well on the road for a long time. Now, these are all varying in terms of, you know, a truly altering circumstances, but even Nick Foles. I mean, Nick Foles got a lot of money to come and save the floundering Jaguars program or franchise. He's out minimally 10, 11 weeks, completely altered. Oh, you know, listen, Gardner Minshew, he's interesting, whatever, but he's not Nick Foles. It forces them to change what they are. Sam Darnold, the third overall pick in the draft, who was supposed to revive my New York Jets, has mono, might not come back until Halloween. I mean, think about what I'm throwing.
That's right.
Cam Newton.
That's a lot.
Cam Newton.
That's a lot of. It's one thing if it's a wide receiver or a running back or a rush end.
This is crazy.
It's quarterback.
I'm telling you. Seriously, Cam Newton, the former first overall pick, is an MVP, is a shell of what he once was. So I challenge anybody to find a start to the season that remotely replicates this. And I want to throw this at you as a former athlete, because I know sometimes, like, you know, with Drew Brees, that could happen to anybody.
That's right.
That could happen, God forbid, I'm not going to name names, but a young stud next week, you hit your hand on somebody's helmet, whatever. Kevin Durant. Think about the injuries we've seen. Durant, ruptured Achilles. Yelich, in the last couple of weeks here, days, Yelich fouls a ball off his kneecap. The MVP, in all probability, done for the season.
Trout.
Mike Trout has nerve. That's not a good word to hear.
No.
Nerve issue in your foot for a center fielder. Giancarlo Stanton, former MVP, he's had 31 at-bats this year.
I was going to say, did he play at all this year?
What is wrong with the modern athlete? What's going on with these guys? They made out of tissue paper.
You know, it's interesting you position it that way. For some of them, like Big Ben, it's just age. It's just wear. He's been doing this motion for 15 years now, and it's not like they protect him. It's not like they say, hey, Ben, you're going to get 25 or 30, you know, chucks this week. They consistently have thrown it 50-something times a game. I think, did he lead the league in attempts last year? I think we looked this up last week. I can't remember. He's right there every year. I think it's over 700 attempts or whatever it was last season. So with some of these guys, it's just age. it's mother, you know, father time catches up to you. There's nothing you can do about it. Some of it is just dumb luck. Drew Brees was dumb luck. He gets tangled with Aaron Donald. I think it wasn't even his helmet. I think their hands kind of just got tangled.
It was his hand.
Got tangled in one another, and as he's following through, it just kind of rips his it rips some tendons in his thumb. You can see it here if you're watching this on the network. He just kind of is his hand cupped Drew Brees' hand, and he tore some ligaments in his thumb. I mean, that's just dumb luck. I think for some of this, though, BT, it's training.
Yep.
And it's how they're training and an imbalance in how they're training. You know, sometimes, you know, you get vain. Like at this point, because I'm not a professional athlete, I can be vain. Like,
sure.
Like, dude, what am I going to work on?
Vain tiki, shirtless on the beach.
I got to work on my abs. That's all I care about, right? Get some pecs. I'm going to do push-ups like we do on every break here.
Yeah.
Just do push-ups.
Yeah.
I can be vain. Athletes can't be vain. It can't be about one thing over another. It's got to be a total body thing. Otherwise, you get these imbalances.
So you can't skip a leg day is what you're
saying. You can't skip leg day, right?
The jailhouse workout doesn't work.
It doesn't work when you have these forces and these you know collisions and all these things that are happening. So, again, age, dumbass luck, unfortunately, for the Saints. I feel bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it is how these guys are working out. And it's why we've increasingly, BT, seen trainers like the coaches, strength trainers at some of these organizations, they get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Happened with with the Mets.
The
right?
Mets have been a litany of injuries for over a decade.
It happens. You see it,
and improper diagnosis, which is even worse.
That's right.
I mean,
negligence. Part of it is how some of these athletes are training.
Uh-huh.
These days. It has to be because it's these young, good looking, great shape. You know, at least you think they are, guys who are getting major injuries
mm-hmm.
that don't make sense.
Well, I got something else for you. And part of it is how they train, but also I think part of it is just inactivity. Yeah, if you're a pitcher and, everybody's different. I mean, somebody like, Nolan Ryan just defied every... I'd like to think Nolan Ryan didn't take PEDs. Who the hell knows anymore?
No, he just wrestled Steer.
Exactly. And Robin Ventura. And then he beat the crap out of him. But it seems like he was a naturally strong, unique athlete.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm going to believe that until we have evidence to the contrary. But there are a finite amount of bullets in a pitcher's arm, in a pitcher's elbow, the torque, okay, the manipulation, the sliders, the angles. Mm-hmm. Same goes for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? When you ask Ben Roethlisberger not to do anything the entire summer, and then week one, you're going to go from 0 mph, not to 60, to 100.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
These guys, maybe this
that's
is a little kick in the behind. You might want to play some of your veterans during the summer.
And we've railed on that all for the last few years here, how the preseason and the offseason doesn't prepare you for the regular season in the NFL. It's why the product looks bad sometimes. That's why we had another blowout. What was the San Francisco game? 41 to...
Yeah, they hung 41 to 10 or 41-17, whatever it was. San Francisco's pretty good.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll get to all of it.
Miami's not even trying.
Oh, good
but
God.
Again, like the point differential...
Miami.
The point differential, and I heard this on Dean Blandino's podcast, which is really interesting. He's
really?
Talking about the rules.
Okay.
Like all the calls that went wrong the last week. So I heard this on last week's podcast. Like the point differential is getting wider. And wider in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, games are not competitive, and that's not good for the product.
So, basically, Dean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it seems like he's saying that a lot of that is rooted from a lack of preparation.
Exactly.
Or lack of reps.
That's what I take from it.
It could be. Listen, the poll question, short and sweet, and we're going to get these calls here. Really, the entire complexion of the NFL changed in a couple of hours yesterday. Granted, a lot of really good things woven in. We'll certainly hit those as well. We'll get the phones, 1-855-212-4227. Do you think the Saints can fend off? Now, Jameis Winston right now is the best quarterback in the NFC South.
How crazy is that?
And that's not a good thing. I mean, it might be a good thing for Jameis Winston.
Yeah, we talked about
not
that.
A good thing for
we
football.
We talked about that division being competitive and interesting at the beginning of the season, but we said it for good reasons. Now it's for bad reasons.
That is true. Here's the poll question, Teague. Short and sweet. Given his age and injury, do you think Big Ben ever suits up again for the Steelers? Just put this up before the start of the show. Wow. 65% of you say no. Just put it up a couple of hundred votes. Obviously, a smaller sample. We'll get the calls. We'll get all the good stuff. You know, listen, you I don't want to see it at the expense of my Jets tonight, but it wouldn't be a bad thing for the NFL to see Baker Mayfield and the Browns get their act together tonight.
I think you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, just kind of galvanize. There's a lot of cities right now who are down and seemingly hopeless, and a lot of energy was expended on the future and the possibility of the Browns. They need to show a little something tonight, so we'll get to that as well. Tiki and Tierney, obviously a busy Monday. We'll cram it all in, as we always do. CBS Sports Radio. Okay, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way to save money. Just switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. Down goes Big Ben. Down goes Drew Brees. Matter of time, Eli Manning could be going down. Pat Shurmur not committing to his quarterback for week three for the Giants. Giants are a mess. Giants are bad, dude. Giants are bad.
Defense is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say this to you in our text message, Shane? Mm. I know I was sending emails of A.J. scoring touchdowns.
Ooh,
49-3 they won. He looked really good, A.J. I'm going to go next weekend. It's on a Friday.
Okay.
So I get to go.
Friday Night Lights?
Friday Night Lights.
I asked you this. I saw it. I subtweeted. I said, is he better than Dad at his age? You didn't respond to me. So I'm like, I'm going to take it down. My partner doesn't respond.
I will respond to it.
This.
I'll respond to it.
Who's better at this age? You or him?
I was.
You really were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was really good.
I got you.
As a sophomore and a junior. Yeah. I told you. I didn't tell you this story. Huh. So when I was a sophomore coming to high school, the starting running back was this guy, Dwayne Webb.
Dwayne Webb.
He was great. Okay. Tall, skinny, black dude. Just like, he was the man.
Okay.
Bob was so good, they moved him to quarterback.
Did he become good? Did he play in college somewhere?
I don't think he played in college.
You ruined his life.
No,
man.
I didn't ruin his life.
Sounds like just, he did. He was the man.
You had to get all your weapons on the field, man. But AJ had a great day, including a big touchdown. You can see it on Twitter.
He's catching bombs, man. Yeah. He just runs past.
He just
kids.
Runs so smoothly. Mm-hmm. He's just like this ease in how he moves. I love it.
I notice his gait too. He strides well. He catches the ball. He's got soft hands. That baseball background you and I have talked around about a lot.
That's a good point.
Listen, I thought that Santer might come back with a few stitches, maybe a few broken bones from
He looks in good shape.
He looks like incredibly good shape. I thought I might have a little bachelor party mishap.
You did not get drunk,
instead,
did you?
I had a time. There are no visible injuries, but there are injuries.
Ah, nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Injuries that I felt but didn't see until last night.
Like internal with like your liver?
Something. There's some bruising.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I went to get ready for bed and Susan was like, what the heck happened to you?
I don't even want to know. This is an off-air conversation.
Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Great time.
Yeah, and you got back last night, you said?
Got back last night.
Okay.
Ended up switching flights to an earlier flight. My brother worked his magic. We were on the same flight as Greeny, which was fun.
Oh, nice.
And then on the way out there, we saw Bernard King online at the security line.
I texted you
and
back.
And we saw Juwan Howard picking up our bags. It was, mm-hmm. it was interesting airport experience.
Should have invited him to the old party. I know Juwan would have gone.
Juwan was running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
He's
he was
recruiting.
Like looking for a driver. He was by himself, so he was running around looking for somebody.
All right. That'll be an interesting story to watch. Juwan Howard, obviously, the new head basketball coach at the University of Michigan. That's going to be an interesting story.
Goes from Beeline, who's great.
Yep.
Juwan was warmly embraced and really pushed by a lot of, you know, Jalen Rose, obviously, on ESPN, a lot of the prominent I think C-Web endorsed him as well.
Yeah.
He had a lot of traction. I think he's going to do well because he's a coach. It's not just like, let's bring in a name and hope that he can kind of keep this thing. Yeah. Juwan Howard's a coach.
Yeah, let him figure it out along the way. Speaking of the University of Michigan, one of his football brethren, Braylon Edwards, will be in studio in the next hour, right?
Yep.
Next hour, we'll have Braylon Edwards talk a little football.
Yeah,
little Michigan
will.
Football
he
as well.
Played, also, he played for the Browns. Mm-hmm. He was the third overall pick, I want to say.
Yep.
Played for my Jets. So, obviously, weighing on the Monday night game tonight. You know, listen, this really is just, this is devastation. If there was no, like, imagine if there were no Lamar Jackson highlights from yesterday or Patrick Mahomes highlights. Like, it would be real. Today would be like a very dour,
somber,
football Monday, right?
I would, because it just feels like these stars that we've come to know and expect to excel every week, lead their teams to the postseason and hopefully beyond, are done. And so, and we're kind of expressing the frustration that I know these fan bases are certainly feeling right now, but you know, the good thing about the NFL is that it always marches forward. We talk about the mantra on the field. Someone breaks their leg, not literally, but whatever. Someone gets hurt, turn the drill around. Mm-hmm. That's what the NFL is going through right now. They're turning the drill around as other young stars are starting to thrive and come into their own, including Lamar Jackson, BT. We got to get to him real quick because Lamar Jackson started this season and we didn't know what to expect. We assumed he was going to run the ball. They averaged 300 yards on the ground last season in those six games that he played in. He was 5-1 in those games. But 300 yards on the ground. He comes in week one against the Dolphins. They destroy him, but he has three carries. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, maybe he has turned the corner and he's going to be, you know, a passing quarterback. This week, obviously, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, you're thinking, all right, now we got to defend against the pass because we can't let these open lanes. We can't afford to play man-to-man coverage. What does he do? He scrambles a little bit, runs for 120 yards again. If you were a defensive coordinator looking at the Baltimore Ravens, you're pulling all your hair out. I hope you're bald already because you're going to go bald trying to figure out how to stop this offense. Mark Ingram is a good back. He pounds the rock a little bit. Lamar has turned into an accurate passer. Last year's his completion percentage was 57%, maybe even lower than that. It's 72% right now.
The pass he dropped to Brown was big
with
time.
3 minutes, 4 minutes left or whatever in the game was, 41-yard dime to Hollywood
Outer
Brown.
Shoulder.
Outer shoulder, yep. So only Brown could catch it. I mean, he did everything you want an elite quarterback to do. He's done over the first couple of weeks. And we had this conversation, BT, right before the season started. Let's re-rank, or maybe it was after week one. Let's re-rank that class from last season. I had Lamar Jackson 1. I didn't think that he would justify it in week two, but he's justifying it, man. He's exciting as hell.
He is exciting. He is obviously working at his craft. His improvement is so apparent.
That's right.
You know, he's starting to use, and this is tough for a young quarterback to do, to use the boundary almost as, you know, an impediment for the defense, like to drop passes, and he's done it more than once this season so far, to drop a pass over defender, but barely in bounds and close to the boundary. I mean, that is a really tough throw.
But BT, you know what that is? It's repetition.
Sure.
It's like just doing it over and like, I'm going to throw to this spot 28 and a half yards downfield over and over because that's where I know my guy's going to be. I'm going to hit it over and I hit the same spot over and over. That's the only way you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
What's baffling to me as I look at Lamar Jackson is when the hell did he have time to do that? You know what I mean? So it is a testament to what you just said, to what the work that he put in this summer. I mean, he had to have it. This isn't by accident.
No.
You don't turn into an accurate passer overnight. Now, I know that a lot of people have questioned, you know, the completion percentages in the National Football League because it's all short passes. It's all, get a bubble screen, get a slant, a crossing route, things that are easy to complete. I would agree with you in Lamar Jackson's case, but that's not what he's doing. He's throwing the ball downfield. He's become that exciting athletic / running quarterback who's turning the corner. We've had many iterations of this. Randall Cunningham back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Michael Vick was certainly one. The most recent one.
You got a few. You want to go Fran Tarkenton.
But that was even before.
No, still.
But, I mean, I'm talking about in the modern NFL where it's been a passing NFL. There's only a couple, like a handful of those guys that have really, man, this is going to change the way we look at quarterbacks in the NFL. Robert Griffin was one, but he got hurt.
Well, they all get hurt except Randall.
For Randall, but Randall stopped running after like 1993.
Yeah.
The most recent one that we remember that we got all gaga about was Colin Kaepernick when he was with the San Francisco 49ers. Remember the playoff game against the
Packers?
Against the Packers.
181 yards
rushing.
Something
like that.
Which was a record.
It was ridiculous. And he took his team to the Super Bowl and was a Greg Roman, brain fart from winning a Super Bowl and likely in the Super Bowl MVPs. They couldn't figure out how to score from the 4-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting tie here is that the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens is none other than Greg Roman.
Yep.
And so he has cap, point two right now.
And where was Greg before this? He was with the Bills for
a little bit,
where Tyrod Taylor okay, too.
That's
and Greg Roman's a coach.
He is a really good coach.
And he's adapting to the modern NFL.
And he's adapting, and he's not like premeditating what his game plan is going to be. This is what we're going to do. We're going to pound the ball over and over and over, and I dare you to stop. That's not what he's doing. That's what the Dolphins thought they were going to do. And Lamar threw for 300 or whatever it was, 330 yards. Week two, okay, now we got to drop back and stop the pass. Well, we're going to let Lamar be Lamar, be an athlete. It's really ingenious what he's done with this young quarterback who's turned into one of the most exciting ones out of that class from last season.
You just hope he doesn't get hurt.
Exactly right. I mean, because, it's always the X factor, BC.
Yeah, there's no list. I mean, outside of Randall Cunningham, but Randall, as Tiki properly pointed out, Randall really abruptly ended his freelance days. Look at Cam Newton. Cam's physically shot.
That's right.
Look at Donovan McNabb with the Redskins. And I don't mean his first 7 or 8 years with Philly when he was terrific. At the end, you know, when Donovan lost it, he lost it fast.
Yeah.
You know, Doug Flutie was only for a minute. He was only 5'8", so you can't really count him. But all the RG3 done.
Yeah.
And Michael, all the running quarterbacks, they just don't last.
Vic is the only one.
Michael Vick.
But his was derailed because he went to jail.
Yes, but if he would have played those extra couple of years in his prime, who knows if he doesn't get his knee ripped up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play for how many years?
Two. He missed two full seasons on the commissioner. Well, I don't know, it wasn't the exemplist at that time, but whatever. And then he finally came back, but he was a backup.
He came to the Eagles,
and he had to like work his way, and eventually he got a chance. But
he started great with the Eagles. Remember that? Was it against the Redskins that Sunday?
I feel like it was.
He had like four or five. He looked like Mike Vick. But it's just so hard to sustain this. So Lamar's fun to watch.
Right.
He obviously got better at his craft. He's obviously a quarterback. We don't have to waste time on that. But, I mean, are we sitting here in 8 years talking about Lamar Jackson when he's 30 years old doing this?
Maybe.
History says no.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe he defies it. 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. Got a little five-star rewind coming up. Teek said before, Braylon Edwards, former wideout in the NFL. We'll do a little Michigan with him. We'll do the Browns with him. He was a top pick back in the day. Obviously played for the Jets as well. Played for the Niners for a minute. Played for Harbaugh. Actually, I was out there. Harbaugh kind of dismissed him fast.
Really?
I don't think there's any love lost with Braylon Edwards and Jim Harbaugh. So we'll get to all that after Axe update, which is right now. Here's Rich Ackerman. Okay, obviously very busy, very important football Monday here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Time to ask the pros here before we get to a little five-star rewind that is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So here's how we do it. Just tweet us at CBS Sports Radio and use the hashtag AskThePros so it'll stand out. We'll go through them. Santa will pick out the best one, and Teek and I will answer it for you. So challenge us, make us think, and better chance we'll get to it. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. Here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206, on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. That's where you'll find our poll question. Let's see. Right now, 63% of you say, basically, we'll never see Ben again for the Steelers. Let's see how we worded this. Given his age and injury, do you think Big Ben ever suits up again for the Steelers? 63% no. We'll see if that reverses itself, much like the Cam Newton question flipped.
That's right.
On Friday.
Wait,
that
was
51-49.
Okay, that's what it is.
But 51% no.
Not
51%. Yeah, 51% no. People did not still consider him a franchise quarterback.
All right, good.
So we'll get to the Ben stuff and obviously more on Drew Brees, the game tonight. The Browns, they got to get their act together. But right now, time for a little five-star rewind. Let's go.
Time to buckle in.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
Here's your latest five-star rewind.
Hello?
Tiki and Tierney give you the best highlights from their top five games over the past weekend.
I know I'm going to get got, but I'm going to get mine more than I get got, though.
Here we come. It's a man's game now.
All right, here we go. Five-star rewind sponsored by Skittles and Snickers. Teed up. As always, we start on the Sunday night stage and down to Hotland, a little crunch time, and Julio taking it to the schoolyard.
Shotgun snap comes in on fourth down. Ryan throws left side. Julio Jones with a catch. Got a block. Uh-oh. And Jones on the loose to the 40. Uh-oh. Breaks away at the 30. Uh-oh. Down the left sideline to the 10. Looks over his shoulder at the 5 and flies in for 6. 53 yards. Julio Jones takes it the distance, and the Falcons take a 23-20 lead with 2:10 to play.
Good call right there. Kevin Kugler doing his thing. Westwood One Sports. That made it 24-20. Obviously got a tack on the PAT. And the Falcons win by 4. They pick up win number 1. First loss of the season for the Eagles. Good game in spurts.
Yeah.
Big win for the Falcons.
Yeah, it was a good game, but it was a bad game in spurts for both sides of this team. Obviously, we talked earlier about the Eagles' injuries. DeSean Jackson goes down. The defensive side, they had a bunch of mishaps as well. And so Alshon Jeffrey also goes down for an injury on an injury side. Carson Wentz got banged up a little bit. They almost came back and won this game. Philadelphia did, but they were just a little bit too late. Matt Ryan, as good as he was also kind of bad as well. 3 interceptions you see there. They snuck away with this win, but they still have a lot of work to do if they want to ascend to where a lot of people think the Falcons can and should be.
I had to get this one. They did. But, yeah, still some work to do. I don't disagree. Falcons 1-1. They'll visit the 1-1 Colts coming up on Sunday on CBS. Right now the Colts early 2.5-point favorites. And the Eagles, they will host the 1-0-1 Lions. Right now Philly lane, a touchdown. Post-game, Julio Jones on the touchdown.
First thing first, just trying to get the first down. Muhammad threw a great block for me. Without that, that play wouldn't even be possible for me to go down and score. But once he sprung me, and it was 1-on-1, me in a safety, a foot race, I have credit around here. I can't let nobody run me down.
Okay, there you go. Up next, Saints of the Rams from the Coliseum. What do you know? Once again, New Orleans hosed by the refs.
Goff in the gun, takes the snap. He drops back, has lots of time. Stepping up and finally under pressure. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Cam Jordan. He's at the 20, the 30, the 40.
Oh, they're calling a forward pass. The ref is calling a forward pass. If I'm Cam, I take it to the end zone. The ref is calling it a forward pass. He was trying to go forward, but that ball is out. That ball is out.
No, it was, but of course not the result the Saints were looking for, nor was it the result that the Saints actually deserved. They got it wrong. What a stunner. Talented Teague, Zach Streif, and Deuce McAllister, former running back on the Saints radio network.
Look,
tough
this,
one.
This is frustrating. Mm. Look, this game, I don't think the Saints were winning this game after Drew Brees got hurt, but this certainly was a momentum shifter for the New Orleans Saints, picking up this sack fumble, return it for a touchdown. The referees are instructed over and over and over again. If there is any little bit of a doubt, let the play go, and you will figure it out on replay.
What is so hard about that?
It's nothing hard about it. If it's a tight play like that, and in fact, they should just instruct them, if it's a passing play and the ball comes out, don't blow the whistle dead. Just let it go to replay. And again, I don't think the Rams would have lost this game anyways. The Saints, especially without Drew Brees, we like Teddy Bridgewater, but he's nowhere near as effective as Drew Brees is. They can afford to bunch up and stop their run. Alvin Kamara only had 45 yards rushing and really didn't have an impact on this game at all because of the no threat from Drew Brees. But the refs got to get these things right. These are little things that they should not be making mistakes on at this point.
It's a joke. And Sean Payton, once again, forced to discuss a horrendous call.
When we get poor officiating or we get an awful call like that, we can't control that. So our focus this week is going to be on cleaning up the penalties and making sure we got the right guys on the field, too.
I guess a 5-year extension will make you calm, but if that's me, I'm going absolutely bonkers.
Congratulations, Sean Payton. He'll be there through the 2026 season. On a good note, Todd Gurley looked good. Got a first rushing touchdown of the season, 16 carries. He did. 14 carries, 95 yards in week one, 16 carries, 63 yards, including a 20-yarder that he ripped off, and his first rushing touchdown of the season. So maybe that, all that tough about an arthritic knee was a little bit overblown.
Hopefully for football and hopefully for the Rams, who move to 2-0. They take on the Browns on Sunday Night Football. That should be fun, especially if the Browns play well tonight, and they probably will and they probably should. New Orleans 1-1. They're at the Seahawks. Seattle 2-0. They beat the Steelers 4:25 Eastern. And right now, Seattle 5.5-point favorites. We move on to Heinz Field, the aforementioned Steelers and the aforementioned Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson connects, with the physical freak, Mr. Metcalf. Welcome to the NFL.
Russell takes the snap, looks far side. He's going to throw downfield. He's got Metcalf. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. DK Metcalf one-on-one down the far sidelines. Good luck. Perfect pass by Russell Wilson. That's number 201 touchdowns for Russell Wilson. What a Hall of Fame career he is having, and he's got another 20 or 30 years left.
What? Was he playing for the Mariners? 20, 30 years. This guy out of his mind? Steve Vrabel, just kidding. I'd get a little giddy as well if I were you, and I got to watch Russell Wilson play every week. He is great. Steve Vrabel to call on the Seattle Seahawks Radio Network. Final score 28-26, but of course the big story, Big Ben.
Yeah,
done.
Big Ben is done for the season with the elbow injury. The details will be forthcoming, I'm sure. Mason Rudolph filled in aptly, 12 for 19, 112 yards and two touchdowns to one interception. Almost led them back, but the Steelers' run game was anemic. James Conner only 11 carries for 33 yards before he got hurt. And you look at this team, and they're in a spot right now. I don't know what's going to happen for them. The expectation obviously is going to be lowered. The streak that Mike Tomlin has of not having a losing season may unfortunately come to an end. For the Seattle Seahawks, it's much of the same. Russell Wilson's masterful. They have a really good run game right now with Rashard Penny and Chris Carson, and their defense is playing pretty good as well.
And they're very well coached, and that's been a staple. Even though the Super Bowl gaffe aside, back in the day against the Pats, when they decided to pass it rather than give it to beast mode, he's a great coach. Seattle 2-0. They'll host the Saints coming up in Week 3. Pittsburgh 0-2. And they're taking on the 2-0 49ers. We'll get to them a little later in the show. That's a CBS game, by the way. Looking forward to seeing Jimmy G. He's got some weapons that they're starting to deploy. All right, Zeke, we move on. How about this? We get to the Green Bay Packers and the Vikings. Huge one in the NFC North here. And the quarterback and the coach were barking a little bit, but in the end, Lambeau Field is happy because Kevin King picking off Kirk Cousins.
5.5 to go. Can the Packers defense hold? Fake to Cook. Cousins bootlegs right. Chased by Dean Lowry. Luffs it right corner of the end zone. Leaping interception.
Kevin
King's got it. Green Bay football. A spectacular leaping grab, and now the officials are talking it over. It is Green Bay ball.
Oh, yeah, it would count. That was with about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Made it 21-16. The Packers, that's the final score. And postgame, Kirk Cousins talking about that sloppy throw.
Proud of the way my teammates fought, kept fighting, but very disappointed in my performance today. You know, it just wasn't good enough. Frustrating game, walking away. I just didn't feel like I did my part today and didn't feel like I gave our team, you know, the chance that it needed. From my role, and you know, I'll stand up here and, you know, really take ownership for that.
Listen, he's one of the nicest guys in the game, and obviously he's a good quarterback, but he's just not that guy.
Look, he's a little bit too self-deprecating for me, BT. He points the finger way too hard at himself, which often feels like you're crushing his own confidence. Only 14 of 32, significantly below 500, 230 yards, two interceptions, obviously one touchdown. Dalvin Cook looked amazing. That 74 five-yard touchdown that he ripped off was amazing. He rushed for 155 yards in this game. But back to Kirk Cousins, he doesn't ever make the smart decision in situations like this. You're second and goal. There's plenty of time left on the clock. Roll out and either run for a first down. He's checked himself up, by the way, and put himself in a disadvantaged position versus the defender. And then you throw an ill-advised throw that you don't have. It's not in his repertoire. Mm-hmm. It didn't make any sense for me. Kirk Cousins gave Green Bay, or let Green Bay sneak away with one.
That's just a sloppy decision. First and goal. I mean, first and throw the ball away. You're not 22 years old. You played a lot of football. That is just utterly unacceptable. The Packers 2-0, that's acceptable. They'll take on the Broncos, who are 0-2. That was a wild game for a multitude of reasons. We'll get to that as well. Nobody wanted to win that, seemingly. Minnesota 1-1. They'll take on the Raiders. And right now, Minnesota early 7.5-point favorite. Speaking of the Raiders, the wrong end of the Patty Mahomes air attack.
Mahomes takes the snap right at his belt, turns the right hip. Now he's going to gun it long. He wants DeMarcus Robinson coming back to the ball. He's got it in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. DeMarcus Robinson, it's his turn to have the game of his life. And the Chiefs have four consecutive touchdowns. And Mahomes is in a human acetylene torch.
God, it's got to be fun watching Kansas City if you're wearing those colors. Mitch Holthus on the Chiefs Radio Network. The Raiders, they didn't get squashed. I mean, the second quarter was horrendous, but they actually hung around the other game. They just didn't score a lot of points. 28-10 to final.
Look, the Raiders ran out to a 10-zip lead. They didn't score after. And the Kansas City Chiefs only scored in one quarter as well. That would be the second one. Unfortunately for the Raiders, it was four touchdowns that Pat Mahomes threw for 443 yards he put up. And, BT, I mentioned this earlier. We can get to it on the other side of the break. Pat Mahomes makes throws that are just, they're ridiculous. And the variety at which he's able to do them and complete them makes him, that's what makes him so special. There's no throw that he can't make, will not try to make,
yep.
and likely will have success doing so. The Kansas City Chiefs are on a roll still.
No doubt. 800-plus yards, two games for the defending MVP, 7 touchdowns, no picks. And, of course, and I said Mitch Holt is on the call there. Kansas City 2-0 taking on the Ravens, who are also 2-0. Kansas City 6.5-point favorites, and the Raiders will be in Minnesota taking on the Vikes. Football season's back. No sweeter way to celebrate than by adding Snickers and Skittles, the official candy sponsors of the NFL, to your game day spread. Tiki and Tierney staple every Monday. 5-star rewind coming up. Got Braylon Edwards in the studio talking about his former teams, the Browns and the Jets. They're playing tonight, and a little Michigan as well. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.